For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's Corrupt Cops story for the Drug Truth Network. This week we're going to Springfield, Missouri, down in the beautiful Ozarks, where former Missouri State Highway Patrol crime lab technician Matthew Barb, age 31, pleaded guilty August 5th to stealing confiscated drugs, the AP reported. As a person responsible for testing about one-third of suspected drugs seized in southwest Missouri, Barb's thefts forced prosecutors in two counties to dismiss some 380 drug cases. While he faces up to 7 years in prison, under a plea agreement with prosecutors, they recommended a five-year sentence. He was apparently stealing the dope for his own use, and his defense attorney, D. Wampler, told the AP he had already undergone drug treatment and counseling and had submitted monthly urine tests. Wampler will ask for probation for her client, she said. As always, there are more Corrupt Cop stories this week. Check them out at StopTheDrugWar.org.
The Justice Department released its new national survey of jail inmates recently. They report there were nearly 445,000 convicted jail inmates in the U.S. in 2002 when the survey was conducted. It was estimated that one-third were under the influence of alcohol at the time of their offense, while 29% were under the influence of drugs. All told, about half were under the influence of either alcohol or drugs when they committed their crimes. Use figures are similar for state prisons. The Justice Department's last prison survey in 1997 showed that a little more than half of state prisoners and a third of federal prison inmates were under the influence of alcohol or drugs at the time of their offenses. Researchers at the Department's Bureau of Justice Statistics told me recently that a new prison survey is near completion and should be released by the end of this year. These drug-using inmates were convicted on a wide range of offenses. Drug offenders were more likely than any other inmates to have been drug users, though only 43% of drug offenders in jail, 42% of those in state prison, and 25% of those in federal prison were on drugs at the time of their offenses. A look at another set of data reveals a startling lesson. The FBI's Uniform Crime Report shows that for years now, law enforcement has been unable to find an offender on whom to pin the blame for more than 80% of all property crimes, more than half of all violent crimes, and, well, most drug crimes. The lesson? If you're going to do crimes, don't drink or use other drugs, because they make you easier to catch. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, Director of Research at Common Sense for Drug Policy.
The following is from Al Giordano and Narco News. Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela, warned that they would no longer work with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Chavez said that far from abandoning efforts to combat trafficking and money laundering in his own country, his government had decided that the DEA's war on drugs has nothing to do with actually shutting down the business. And what say you? This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.